With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. International correspondent Rica Ann Garcia reports on Christmas celebrations around the world, all tied together by hope in the spirit of togetherness.
Christmas Day Mass was held at Notre Dame in Paris, where Paris Archbishop Laurent Ulrich delivered a homily focused on peace amid ongoing global conflicts. In Germany, people were seen in Santa hats getting ready to take a cold Christmas Day plunge in Berlin's Oranje Lake. The winter swimmers braved waters that were almost freezing. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Christians in the southern city of Tyre celebrated Christmas Mass. Mass-goers shared a resounding message that even through all the hardships, they still carry hope in their hearts. I'm Rica Ann Garcia.
New York City's Riverside Church celebrates a century of sound from its steeple.
There are 74 bells weighing in at more than 100 tons. 53 of them are celebrating their 100th anniversary. Lindley Wang is the church's caroliner, using a keyboard of wooden levers and a set of foot pedals.
I think it's really special to be part of the sound of a community. And here at Riverside, I think we really get to bridge that gap between secular and sacred, so especially at times like Christmas.
And that report from correspondent Julia Walker. The two biggest credit card companies are reporting 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales.
Visa and MasterCard released the figures, showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. According to the data, shoppers were more deliberate with their purchases by shopping early and leaning on promotions to get the best deals. Sales of electronics like TVs and smartphones led spending in Visa transactions, while MasterCard said its card users focused on clothing and jewelry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Another city has officially declared itself to be a sanctuary for unborn children.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolfirth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolfirth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? What happens after you die? A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe they will experience what they call eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. Christmas night marks the anniversary of George Washington's crossing of the Delaware River in 1776. American troops under his leadership won a surprise attack against Hessian troops allied with Britain in the American Revolutionary War. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says we should remember that perilous moment in our nation's fight for independence.
It was our forefathers, led by George Washington and the likes of Benjamin Franklin and James Monroe and James Madison and so forth, that saw that this tyranny must not stand. And so they stood up and they said, no, we're willing to sacrifice all of our lives as well as our treasures in order to buy freedom for the American colonies. And they did just that.
Thousands gathering every Christmas morning to view a reenactment, weather permitting, along the banks of the Delaware River. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.